Hey, hi, how are you doing? You're just listening to the Extra Environmentalist, CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from UBC Vancouver, on unceded Coast Salish land. This is John, and I am very, very under the weather right now. So, on today's special episode of Cue It Up, theme is phoning it in. The merits of phoning it in, what it takes to look yourself in the face and address the fact that you will be phoning it in with vigor, with the necessity of the knowing that you are going to, not as a sort of a desperate gesture, but as a hands up, a realization, sort of an existential apprehension. So we're going to phone it in just to create this playlist. Didn't put that much thought into it, but I think it's pretty good. You could give that a listen. Just something to relax with. Have some cough lozenges, fishermen's friends, since we're by the ocean. First track today. Colin Stetson and Sarah Neufeld's eponymous track off the album from this year, Never Were the Way She Was. Polaris nominated, not winning, nominated, shortlist nominated. Colin Stetson and Sarah Neufeld, touring members of Arcade Fire, respectively, violinist, horn player. And playing tonight at the Biltmore Cabaret. The show was at the defunct Electric Owl. But now, tonight, at the Biltmore Cabaret. So, think about making that. Really two phenomenal Canadian institutions, paragons of their form. I'm gonna put this on and just close my eyes for a bit. Think about happier times. When I wasn't so congested, and I could speak without coughing so much. And the weather was better as well. Everything kind of turns gray. Fit the catalog of your interior, you know. Oh well, give it up.
we leave in the city on the black road through the gold fields while the fiends are plowed towards what we are allowed.
Come and feel our positive energy at Falun Dafa Fellowship. Falun Dafa, also called Falun Gong, is an ancient spiritual discipline based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance. It's a self-cultivation practice that improves mental and physical wellness through meditation and simple exercises. It's been well documented to improve mind and body, relieve stress and anxiety, increase energy and vitality, and promote morality and spirituality. Why not give yourself a chance to learn free of charge? To learn more, please visit our website at falundafafellowship.com.
Hidden City Records presents Data Plan, Summering, and Aura Kogan live in the Planetarium October 22nd, an evening of incredible psychedelic art rock and psych folk featuring large-scale celestial projections choreographed by guest video artists Matt Crisco, Jared Brandel, Mohammed Ali Sharar, and Colin Elder, located at HR McMillan Space Center. Tickets available at eventbrite.ca, Zulu, Red Cat, and Dandelion Records. Doors at 8.
In medieval times, the parlance for if you had large, beautiful eyes, you didn't have doe eyes. You actually had cow eyes, and this is not a joke. This is not a lie, whatsoever. You can look this up on your personal device. Cow-eyed. If you had big, beautiful eyes. On that note, just turn that down a bit. You're listening to Cue It Up, today's special, the Phone It In special, because I'm very sick and just wanted to listen to some pleasurable music. Nothing too ostentatious. Nothing from the archives. Just thumbs up. No conditionals whatsoever. We just heard Joanna Newsom's Leaving the City. That's off her upcoming album, Divers Joanna Newsom, West Coast weird folk artist. First album in many, many years. Before that, we heard Popova with the song Ah. Very famous krautrock band. Kind of fit together, you know, bit of the contemporary, bit from historical perspective. Both sort of attempting to do very sincere, spiritualistic music without really, I don't want to say resorting because it's a valid technique, but without using electronic tones, without the sort of ethereal gesture that electronics can give. So very, very, very austere orchestral music. For that, we heard Tim Hecker's Virginal 2 from his album Virgins back in 2013. And that album, Tim Hecker, a Montreal-based sound artist, is also actually quite cut together, constructed from acoustic recordings as well. So as it turns out, my phoning it in created a brilliant quartet playlist of songs. For that, we heard Colin Stetson and Sarah Neufeld, Never Were the Way She Was. Again, Colin Stetson and Sarah Neufeld playing tonight at the Biltmore Cabaret. Come out. I share some of my germs with you. It'll be great. All right. Coming up this week at the Imperial on Saturday, Autiker out of the UK, famous electronic IDM duo. Very exciting show. So we're going to listen to some Autiker. But before that, Metametric, who I believe is a Montreal artist. I will do the research while the song is playing. But Metametric played this year at the Mutech Cabaret Showcase for ISEA, the International Symposium of Electronic Art. This year was housed in Vancouver. For all of those who want their hands to be on the pulse of what is happening, I understand that festivities, these international events, are very important to the increasing rent gap in our city, the cost of real estate. So for all, and I know many speculative buyers, real estate moguls just love CITR and my show, Cue It Up, which you are listening to right now. This is important to know. But yes, Metametric played during ISEA, which was housed in Vancouver this year. So we're going to listen to Durations 144, 134, BMP. And then a little bit of surprise after that. And thank you for tuning in on today's show. Again, I'm very sick and numb. And, I think it's a good analog for what music ought to do to you. Not to innervate, but rather, or invigorate even, but to dull and numb and sort of subdue you into a catatonic state. Whereupon, you know, you can be picked up and redeployed and stacked or in any variation or shape or forms of things. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, boy, I'm sick.
Bard on the Beach is under the tents at Vanier Park and going strong to September 26th. Come see a dark and hilarious comedy of errors done steampunk style, or discover a world premiere. Shakespeare's Rebel is filled with romance, political twists, and sword fighting that's up close and thrilling. All Rebel tickets are just $20 for students, and there's a low youth price for all the plays. Go to bardonthebeach.org now for details and to buy tickets.
Well-known pimp, narcotics king. Big-time racketeer. Back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue. Loading Head Movies, Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Hey, you are listening to Cue It Up on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from UBC Vancouver on unceded Coast Salish land. Today's episode is the Phone It In special. Because I'm extremely sick and didn't have time to make an exceeding playlist, one that goes beyond, goes further, as one ought to do with an hour's length of time. What you just heard was Autechre's Montreal, for that we heard Metametric's Durations, 144-134 BMP, and Metametric, Jean-Francois Pedneau from Quebec, evidently been a composer for several decades, since the 90s, started doing electronic music as Metametric in the 2000s, 2002. What the song we just heard was from a track about 2 years ago. Very good. And after that, again, Autechre's Montreal, quite an old track, one of their most popular. A softer Autechre track, and those lads from Manchester will be playing, not football, but the MacBook at the Imperial this Saturday. Chastity Belt from Washington, also quite popular, extremely actually, will also be playing that night, and know a lot of people going to that show, would like to make it out, but unfortunately have to watch two people press buttons in accordance with an audiovisual display, likely. It'll be riveting, I'm sure. And we are coming up to the end of the show. I've had to cut some tracks for time. We're going to listen to two more. And throughout, we've been I want to say listening to music that is reaching for the superlative in its own way, either through very austere gestures or through these extremely mechanized, pre-programmed sequences. And that is half me explaining away the disjunction between the sets on the show, the disjunction in genre and sound, as this is the Phone It In special. But that's also me accounting for the fact that I have a terrible cold. And really, there are two sorts of let's say pathways one could imagine for oneself out of this. And one is the complete denial of one's body, sort of wanting to be rationalized, placed into a rote system whereupon they can be an effective worker, an effective citizen, an effective member of the labor force. The other is for sort of the grace and sublimity to really grab hold of you and take you away from this. And on that note, we're going to have two more tracks today before Steve Zhang takes over. Steve Zhang, of course, with his fantastic show, Asian Wave 101, the newest in Chinese pop, Korean pop, Japanese pop. Steve Zhang, excellent raconteur, very knowledgeable. We'll let you know what you are listening to, its cultural significance, its significance in those respective scenes. It's a good show. Stay tuned. But we're going to listen to C. Diab's Novus Memoriam for an album he released this year. C. Diab, local sound artist. And after that, we're going to listen to Julia Holter's Tragedy finale. Sort of an effective note to go out on. And Julia Holter, LA-based musician, upcoming album, Have You in My Wilderness, getting a lot of hype, a lot of heat. But if you haven't listened to Julia Holter's first album, Tragedy, it's very much a bedroom composition. It's very much like just her and an instrument or two and her MacBook. But it's phenomenal. I would argue the most significant work she's ever done, and that her move to more orchestral and more acoustic sound with more orchestral accompaniment kind of took away from that incredibly effective and incredibly emotional power that she had on that first album, which sounds so intimate and so just really grabs you. So we're going to listen to that. And I might have to cut C. Diab's track a bit early to make way for Tragedy. But yeah, thank you for listening to Cue It Up. This is John. Next week, I probably won't be so sick. Tune in. I'll probably have some interesting music to play. Until then, cheers.
There's still time to apply to Shindig 2015. Compete in CITR's very own Battle of the Bands. Be a part of Shindig history and join past contestants like Japan Droids, Bond of Tigers, the Pack AD, Mystery Machine, and the Organ. Win studio time and track mastering, showcases at North by Northeast, Canadian Music Week, and Music Waste, and much more. All genres welcome. All we need is a 3-song demo and your contact info. Please email all submissions to shindig.submissions@gmail.com by midnight on Monday, September 28th. Be a part of Shindig 31.